Hello, melody makers, rhythm shapers, and sound creators. Welcome back to Music Advice, your one-stop podcast for all your music industry insights. This is your host, Blake Makes Music, and today we're delving into one of the most exciting and pivotal stages of a musician's career, getting signed to a music label. Let's uncover the strategies and steps you need to take to seal that deal. Think of signing to a music label as a dance, a waltz between you and the label. It requires preparation, understanding your partner, and knowing the right moves. The first step in this dance is preparation, where you need to ensure you're label ready. This involves having a solid body of work, a distinct musical identity, and a growing fan base. Essentially, you want to show the label that you're more than a one-hit wonder and that you have the potential for longevity in the music industry. Next, let's talk about researching labels. Not every dance partner will be a good fit. It's important to understand the label's ethos, the artists they represent, and how they align with your music and your vision. Tailor your approach to each label, showcasing how you could complement their roster and contribute to their legacy. The pitch is your chance to make a lasting impression. Your press kit should reflect your uniqueness, featuring your music, bio, press photos, notable achievements, and future plans. Remember, this is your introduction to the label, your opportunity to show them who you are and why they should invest in you. If your pitch is successful and the label shows interest, it's crucial to keep the momentum going. Keep them in the loop with your activities, whether it's a successful gig, a new track, or a feature in a music blog. Show them you're proactive, dedicated, and continuously evolving as an artist. Once the label is ready to discuss a potential deal, it's time to negotiate. This is where having a good understanding of contracts and legalities or having a trusted manager or lawyer by your side is essential. Know your worth and don't sell yourself short. But also remember that it's not always about the money. Consider what else the label can offer, such as marketing support, distribution, and opportunities to collaborate with other artists. Signing this deal can feel like the end of the journey, but it's really just the beginning. Once you've signed, it's time to prove that the label made the right choice. Stay committed to your craft, work hard, and keep pushing boundaries. Remember, the label is your partner, and your success is their success. That concludes our deep dive into the process of getting signed to a music label. It's a dance that requires dedication, patience, and strategy. But with the right moves, you could find yourself in the embrace of a label that can elevate your music career. Thank you for joining me in another episode of Music Advice. If you're thirsting for more music industry knowledge, remember to visit musicadvice.io. Don't forget to sign up for our mailing list and get your hands on our free 92-page music strategy guide, an invaluable resource for any aspiring musician. Join us on our social media platforms for more music insights and to connect with our dynamic music community. Share your journey, learn from peers, and engage in stimulating discussions. Remember our motto, make music every day. So until next time, keep making music, keep dreaming big, and I'll catch you on the next episode.